Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Radio News with Lance Pry.
Colin Powell was an American politician, diplomat, and retired four-star general who served as the 65th Secretary of State from 2001 to 2005, has died from COVID-19 complications. His family reported the passing on Facebook Monday. He was 84. General Powell speaking at the National Association of Counties 1 year ago.
Yeah, I was born in Harlem and raised in Harlem and the South Bronx section of New York, one of the worst sections of New York. But I was blessed with two immigrant parents who were just wonderful. And they made it clear that even though I was not the brightest kid in the family, it was expected that I would do my very best and get an education. And in the family, they didn't care so much if you studied to be a doctor or a lawyer, as long as you were getting an education. And what they kept pushing at us is that we came to this country to do better.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
President Clinton was released from a California hospital on Sunday after receiving antibiotics for a urological infection. 75-year-old Clinton was admitted to the University of California at Irvine Medical Center last Tuesday after feeling weak from an infection. Let's get a booster shot update with Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
This past week, an FDA advisory panel approved booster shots for many who received the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccines. Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke about the need for boosters based on information being gathered both here in the United States and also in Israel while appearing on Fox News Sunday.
Very, very clear that there's waning immunity and that we do need to boost individuals who received any of the three products that we've been dealing with right now.
The FDA advisory panel's recommendation will now go to the full organization prior to the issue being taken up by the CDC.
We are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Former Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker told Newsmax Friday he agrees with President Biden's commission studying changes to the U.S. Supreme Court that adding justices could prove damaging to the nation's highest court.
Yeah, there's no doubt that if you went from 9 to 13 overnight, that would reduce the credibility of the court. And, you know, I think 9 is a good number. Obviously, liberals don't like how the court breaks down right now, but this is something that has changed certainly over the years and will continue to change as judges come off and go on the court. So I think 9 seems right. I think some of these other proposals, though, are even more concerning.
Mr. Whitaker says the panel looking into packing the Supreme Court is a partisan group and does not represent all lawmakers.
Well, obviously it's Lance, very liberal, and Joe Biden handpicked these folks to help him accomplish a political message, a political report. So it's not super balanced. And, you know, while these people have the right names and the right schools associated with them, I very little diversity on this panel.
He continued to say there are arguments both for and against setting an age cap for justices, as well as term limits. The former attorney general says 18 to 24 years seems appropriate. The panel will deliver its final opinion on November 14th. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we've got the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell, joins us. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Very sad with the news. I'm sure that you're aware of that's been breaking all morning long regarding the passing of Colin Powell at the age of 84 from COVID.
Yeah, but he was a great general officer. I actually had a personal encounter with him many years ago when I was a first lieutenant serving with the 3rd Armored Division. He was a 5th Corps commander. And about 4 o'clock in the morning, he walked into my staff duty office and put the entire 5th United States Corps on alert, and we rolled out to the east-west German border.
Wow. And just like that, huh?
Yeah, just that he walked in, and everyone came to attention, and I saw 3 stars on his hat glimmering at me. He smiled and said, good morning, Lieutenant. And he put the entire 5th Corps, which at that time was probably about, 36,000 soldiers, put them on alert and rolled them to the east-west German border. So that's my personal interaction with Colin Powell.
Mm-hmm. But you were, you know, around in a sense where you could witness his leadership. I mean, a lot of comments, about the quality of leadership that he had to offer. And of course, some of his, personality may have been, tainted slightly when he, got a little too close to politics and almost thought about running for president of the United States.
Yeah, I think his greatest contribution to the country was the Powell Doctrine, which was before we attack or invade, we already have to have a plan to get out. I love that idea, instead of being sucked into forever wars. And point two was, point one is we already have to have a plan to get out before we even go in. And then point two is we have to use overwhelming force and firepower to subdue the enemy.
Yeah, to me, I mean, that was something that spoke to my heart. I mean, both of us, former military, you were higher in the ranks, certainly, than I, but you could appreciate that, what do you have a military there for if it's not to overwhelm the enemy? I mean, I've always felt that you let the generals, when it's that time and season for the generals to do their job, you let them go do their job because, that's what brings people to the bargaining table to where we can sit down and reason together to find peace, right?
That is correct. I mean, that's the point is it is the last resort of diplomacy, right? Is
yes,
to compel your opponent one way or the other.
Without a doubt. Well, Chris, I want to talk to you about your latest release regarding the records from the D.C. Metropolitan Police are revealing new information and questions about the U.S. Capitol Police shooting of unarmed Ashley Babbitt, and we're grateful for Judicial Watch for staying on top of this. I mean, it's there just seems to be so much mystery about January 6th, and of course, right now we have a congressional hearing that people are questioning from the get-go if they're truly going to be earnest to get down to the bottom of you know, what happened on January the 6th, much less what happened with Ashley Babbitt.
Yeah, you know, I've had a number of police officer friends and contacts review the records that were produced to us that we had to sue to get a hold of. And, you know, they don't, I haven't had anybody yet come back and call it, at least in the vernacular slang, you know, a righteous shooting, that it was a legit use of force. But, you know, the Justice Department reviewed the shooting and said they used sort of a double negative. They said something like they didn't find anything that would indicate that anybody had done anything wrong. So instead of a clear, this was a justified shooting, they, you know, they kind of did a double talk thing. It's you know, to me, you have an unarmed woman who's crouched in a doorway or in a window sill, no weapon, both hands occupied, holding herself up. And I understand, you know, it was a protest and it was violent and people were afraid. And I mean, that's part of the factor of police officer shootings, is that there's always the question of adrenaline and last minute judgment. And, but, you know, as my colleague Tom Fitton said, there was no good reason to shoot her.
Exactly. Well, when you talk about, you know, that some want to declare it as a riot, you know, but when you look at the video, Chris, and there's something, I think that the state is still holding on, the State Department or the Judicial Department is still holding on to, what, 14,000 hours of video that still haven't been released. But what we've seen released so far just seems rather benign in so many instances. I mean, there was, you know, they want to make it seem like, you know, Capitol Police were overwhelmed when the number of people that actually were in the building were outnumbered by Capitol Police by almost 2-1, were they not?
Yeah, and, you know, this is the great irony of people focusing on the January 6th riot and saying, you know, how bad is bad and how much is, you know, people have tried to compare it from everything to from the Civil War to Pearl Harbor to 9/11, and all of those things are gross exaggerations. Was it, you know, a violent, unlawful entry to the building? Yes. You can see them, you know, breaking through doors and stuff. I'm not trying to gloss that over. But for the most part, really, it was people walking around. The amount of actual physical violence and does not compare to Pearl Harbor, which is some of the reckless language that's been used. There's somebody else was, you know, talking about 9/11. It was, you know, greater threat to democracy. Yeah, what a load of garbage. That's just political opportunism trying to create a crisis.
Well, exactly. And again, when you see the people, as you say, they're, it was like they were on a self-guided tour. I mean, if it was riotous, you would have seen those stanchions that were the boundary ropes, and that would have been turned upside down. People were walking between the stanchions. I mean, there wasn't any statuary that was fallen. I think overall, it was probably less. I mean, the amount of damage that was done to the Capitol was minimal compared to what happened months earlier when Black Lives Matter and Antifa did all that damage in Lafayette Square and the surrounding areas, was it not?
Right. They burned part of the city. Or look at Portland. You know, for 270 days, they were trying to burn down the federal building. They attacked and injured, wounded police officers. They killed people. You know, there was this level of violence that is, you know, 270 days versus 2 hours. You know, figure it out, right?
Exactly. And you have one person dying who was a veteran and a very, you know, like you said, the shooting. I mean, usually when a bullet goes down range like that and it and it injures or kills somebody, there's boy, there's a lot of scrutiny that takes place. In this particular case, hardly anything at all, and it just makes you feel like justice was ignored here for Ashley Babbitt. We've got more from Chris Farrell. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You just joined us where we are fresh and independent. Okay, I'll give you a little bit ornery as well. Hey, that's what we need. We just need a little bit of spice in our life. And we're talking with, speaking of which, Chris Farrell, the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. Chris, I wanted to talk to you about these emails that JW recently obtained that found that Echo Health received about $7.5 million over 11 years from the NIAID to carry out a study understanding the risk of bat coronavirus. Now, what relevance does that have with China and the fact that here we find out about coronavirus and COVID-19 just a little bit short of 2 years ago, but yet EcoHealth and these government entities, including Dr. Fauci, knew about this gain-of-function research out of China, but yet when it broke, they were all very quiet and going along with some sort of deflective strategy to make it seem that it had nothing to do with this laboratory, but possibly a wet market or some, you know, errant bat that had gotten loose.
Well, look, the Reader's Digest version of this thing is that we funded and participated in our own destruction, right? Biological warfare, experimentation. I mean, that's, you can boil it all down to that. We were doling out money to people that were experimenting and doing all kinds of weird development, testing on creating the viruses that are now, you know, set loose and have created a pandemic. And there's a lot of people in our federal government who are doling out this cash, to include Dr. Fauci. They knew what they were doing. They knew where the money was going. And even if they didn't know specifically exactly what the money was going to or being used for, they had reason to believe what the Chinese were up to. And when anybody tells you otherwise, they're either terribly misinformed or they're lying.
These are scientists. They should know better. We're not talking a bunch of high school students that got a chemistry set for Christmas and were just experimenting. These are scientists. And as you said, Chris, and I know, you know, I've said this before, that gain of function is just a fancy term for biological warfare. And I'm glad that you use that term, because this is what it is. And help our audience understand that how illegal is biological warfare?
Yeah, I mean, it's against the Geneva Convention. If you're experimenting, if you're messing around doing it, that's grounds for war or the persons involved being charged with crimes. This is deadly, deadly, deadly serious stuff, and. Mm-hmm. We're giving money and having we're funding and providing resources for people who we had no control of, no supervision of, in China, at Wuhan, in the lab, dreaming up ways to make viruses more dangerous and more deadly.
And again, Dr. Fauci and those from the NIAID were so quiet in the early months when this thing broke out. And, you know, what kind of advice do you think they gave Donald Trump during that period of time?
Well, they're very busy covering their own rear ends. So, yeah, I'm sure there was a lot of double talk and a lot of efforts to, yes, but no, and no, but yes, and we're going to do the best we can. We'll get back to you later. I mean, I'm sure it was all circular nonsense because they knew what they had been doing for years and years and years, and now finally they had this, breakout of this disease. They had partial information. They didn't know what the Chinese had actually been doing. They specifically didn't know. They knew that they had thrown a ton of money at them and encouraged them to experiment and mess around with the stuff, and now it was loose, and they had to address and attack the pandemic while not revealing that they were in on it up to their neck.
And how dare them use a president as a scapegoat, basically, in order to cover their back ends and the damage that they have done, not only in the deaths of American citizens, but in the death of our economy. The pain that we've all suffered here is just horrific. And yet they live another day, and we continue to pay their salaries, Chris Farrell.
Well, that, and they create, further distractions. So now, to keep the focus off them, now all you hear about is vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. everyone has to get a vaccine. If you don't get a vaccine, you're a bad guy. You remember flatten the curve? What happened to that?
Yes, 15 days.
Well, why aren't we flattening the curve anymore? Where did that go?
Yeah.
Why is it now that Fauci just over the weekend said, hey, whoopsie, that Johnson & Johnson shot, oh, it really should have been two shots.
Mm.
You know how many people went off and got that one shot? Now he says it should have been two. I mean, these are the sort of, after the fact, oh, gee, we made a mistake. You wait and see what comes out from all this insanity and this push and this double talk on vaccines. You know, 5 years from now, we'll be scratching our heads saying, why did we ever jump in and agree to all this? And why didn't we have informed consent? And what were the long-term consequences? I mean, there's so many open questions.
Right.
Why isn't a quiet natural immunity discussed?
Exactly. Yeah, they've kept that under seal, haven't they? They don't want to talk about that. But meanwhile, here we are with these vaccine mandates, and we've got a shortage of labor, and you've got people exiting, you know, doctors, nurses, teachers. I mean, just go right on down the line, people losing their jobs because they do not want to get vaccinated.
And now the military has been put under a really draconian set of rules where even if people have certain professional qualifications, like they're a pilot or something, I saw some document that said that the Navy is looking to have people reimburse the cost of their training. I mean, this is a level of vindictive kind of crazed pressure. I've never seen anything like it. And it makes no sense. And I think they're about to force an awful lot of people out of the military, out of law enforcement. There's federal agents of various, whether it's Homeland Security or other government agencies, they're giving the same sort of ultimatums. If you got an agent out there who's got 15 years of experience and you fire him, you just don't go out and pick up another guy with 15 years of experience.
Exactly.
They don't manufacture them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes. No, without a doubt. I mean, this is the thing that's absurd. Anybody that knows anything about human resources and manpower appreciates that on its face. But yet our government is doing this. And this, and the thing is, there's a lot to look at the Democrats and blame them for. But I'm wondering where the Republicans are as representatives of reason and common sense. Chris, it's like common sense is just being ignored flat out here for the sake of politics.
Yeah, there's a lot of cowardice, frankly, in the Republican leadership. I mean, who's really stepping up to push back or even just to call time out and say, hold on, you purportedly have all the genius ideas in the world, but let's at least check or test some of them. Let's consider some alternatives and some options. It's not a black and white, all or nothing proposition. And do we really want to discharge, I don't know, tens of thousands of people out of the military? And remember, if you get COVID, 99.6% of the people get over it.
Yes, exactly. And especially at this age group. In this age group that you're talking about, exactly.
Correct.
No, it's insane. Chris Farrell has been our guest. He is the Director of Investigations Research for Judicial Watch. And if you want Judicial Watch to be involved and working on our behalf, go to their website and donate. Hit the donate button and help them. This is how we can get behind the great job that Judicial Watch is doing. Chris, the website. Did we lose Chris? I guess he already hung up.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. Forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-D-77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Colin Powell was an American politician, diplomat, and retired four-star general who served as the 65th Secretary of State from 2001 to 2005, has died from COVID-19 complications. His family reported the passing on Facebook Monday. He was 84. General Powell speaking at the National Association of Counties 1 year ago.
Yeah, I was born in Harlem and raised in Harlem and the South Bronx section of New York, one of the worst sections of New York. But I was blessed with two immigrant parents who were just wonderful. And they made it clear that even though I was not the brightest kid in the family, it was expected that I would do my very best and get an education. And in the family, they didn't care so much if you studied to be a doctor or a lawyer, as long as you were getting an education. And what they kept pushing at us is that we came to this country to do better.
USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
I do want to clarify that website for Judicial Watch. It's judicialwatch.org. I said .com. I meant .org, judicialwatch.org for more information. John Whitehead is with us now. He's the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. Hey, Mr. John, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, busy like you, trying to keep some sanity in the world.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's like common sense is just slipping through our fingers. And as this cancel culture continues to be given place, it's at a grave cost here, John, because we're not talking to one another. We're talking around or you know, through, but we're really not sitting down and reasoning together about what's going on here. And what happens during this period of time is the left is running absolutely amok. And, you know, turning things upside down here, you know, for all Americans. And, you know, Joe Biden is, you know, look what's happening with his poll numbers, what he's done, you know, as president of the United States. I mean, in just a several months, all those good things that we had going for us at the turn of the year, from energy independence to a secure border, you know, to national security. All this has been compromised in a matter of months, brought to you by Joe Biden and the Democratic Party.
Yeah, and the people who are basically telling Biden what to do, you know, and most government officials, that's the people with the money who run everything. Like I've emphasized, there was a detailed study by Princeton University and Northwestern University that showed that money congregates in Washington, D.C., and the professors came to the conclusion that we live in an oligarchical, a country run by an oligarchic elite, which was 585 billionaires. So a lot of it has to do with money. They're the people going into space now and doing all the things you're seeing and changing government. And I would say we're moving into basically a fictional culture where critical thinking is going by the wayside. When you see California now has passed the law that in children's stores, you have to have certain areas of children's stores that have to be gender neutral. You can't have Barbies or Hot Wheels, or you get fined for $500.
Right.
I mean,
no, it's yeah,
they're taking a weird concept of what they would see as reality and then throwing it, you know, on a store that has to change according to what some government official says. And and like a, you know, again, it's a commentary that we wrote this week called "Tyrants of the Nanny State." We're just seeing so much of this stuff that I would say we were starting to move into what we might call an idiocracy. I mean, we're just not thinking anymore. And like you say, cancel culture. I mean, some of the great, like Dave Chappelle, Mel Brooks, some of the great comic writers of all time now are saying comedy's going, you can't tell a joke anymore.
Right.
If you tell the wrong joke or say the wrong word, everybody scorns at you and may throw something at you. So that's where we're at today. So it's not, in my opinion, not getting better until, unless some Americans start stepping forward and getting some better people in government, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and they've got to stand up. I mean, you cannot cower, because after everything is all said and done, you and I talked about these numbers as well. You're talking really, less than 5% of the people. And the people in flyover country, you know, they look at the bookends of our country, the East and West Coast, and they just kind of shake their head and go, thank God we don't live there. But I want them to know is that what's happening on the bookends can very easily come to the Midwest. There's plenty of insanity to go around. And we saw it happen, you know, in this previous summer of love, where we had, almost 7 months of destruction, $4 billion worth of damage, and, dozens of people killed and hundreds injured. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. But, it's just, to your point here, as far as what, these comedians are saying, and I notice this as well, is that the Democratic Party and those on the left, they've kind of lost their sense of humor. They're not very fun people to be around, John.
No, they're not fun people to be around because they want to control what people think, and they're doing a darn good job of it in many ways, I'm saying. And I mean, it's going to, if you're watching CNN, et cetera, all the mainstream media, you're going to get that viewpoint. And most people are just sitting and watching and not analyzing. Like I say, the key thing that used to be good for a part of America, in a way, a strong part, was critical thinking. In other words, you could say, why do you believe that? What are you thinking that for? What's the purpose of that? Why would you want to find stores that have Barbie dolls in an area? It doesn't make any sense. So, and you used to have some politicians who thought like that, but more and more of the politicians I'm seeing people running for government, they're afraid. They want to get elected, and they want to get the money to get elected. And to do that, they're going to have to go along with the people who are hiding behind. So the so-called deep state, it's been proven that there is a group of people who run things, and there's also, I think, what I would call a silent empire, world empire building. They really want to move the world into a one-world government, and that's obvious. You can see right now with the Internet and the fact that the NSA now has a worldwide base structure. They can see everything worldwide now. It goes around the globe, and Google works with the CIA and the NSA doing all this stuff, and they're watching everything we're doing. And I mean, it'll get to a point, if you study the red flag gun laws, where if a neighbor calls somebody and says, my neighbor may be going crazy, I think, but I'm not sure, but he needs to be checked on, the police have been banging down doors, grabbing weapons from people.
Yeah.
That's the state we're in, and it's been really progressive, moving in this direction since the 1980s. And I've been screaming, I feel like someone out on the ledge yelling, wake up.
Right.
And I'm looking down,
and
it's really dark down there, and people are going, well, what's wrong with that? Why shouldn't we grab that? Well, here's the key. In the public schools now, they're not teaching the Constitution well at all. Kids don't know the Bill of Rights. They don't know. They're not reading the Declaration of Independence anymore. Those things. And
John, that's by design, John. That's not by accident.
Oh, I agree.
They have purposed that to be. Go ahead.
Oh, I agree. They want it that way. How do you? You don't want rebel students. You know, when I was in school, I was known as a rebel student, and I mean, my teachers didn't like me, got irritated with me then, but today, I'm an elite student. Everything is, one thing, too, they keep everybody entertained now with a lot of sports. Everybody's playing sports continually, young people. Either sports or watching a cell phone. And so that's the culture. But, you know, if you go back to the great thinkers, the people who wrote the books that changed our world, you know, and the thinkers who changed our world, they were people who actually read, criticized, those kind of things. But if you criticize in the wrong way today, you're out.
Well, we live in a rather amusement-centric world, and amusement, by definition, is without your mind. And this is what's happening, is that, you know, our kids are, they're like put on the hamster wheel of insignificance. And they just keep spinning around, and the teachers, oh, yeah, you're doing a great job, just keep spinning, and they're going nowhere. And they're losing, you know, brain matter, they're losing, you know, brain cells in the process. And this is serious. I mean, especially what our kids were subjected to when everything was locked down and they weren't in classrooms. There's no way that you can operate online a classroom, you know, with effectiveness like when you're face to face. And the damage that we've done to these kids and how we've put them back, I don't know if there's ever going to be an analysis on this, because this thing was so contrived and so political, John. It's like, it's not even a matter of handling the truth. They don't want us to know the truth.
No. And, again, I've written over 30 books. I've researched the matter. Just recently, going back and researching some of the early thinkers of the early 20th century, people who had a lot of money, they wanted to control the masses. It was amazing watching some of the quotes that they were using in their publications. They were talking about getting mass sports together, getting people in groups, getting people cheering, and they said, we can control them at that point, and we can give them messages, you know, subtly and stuff like that. And I see it happening today. I mean, all of the watching people do, and people don't know that, you know, if you're sitting watching all the time, your body's decaying.
Exactly.
Some of the greatest thinkers, like Albert Einstein, said, keep moving, keep walking, keep riding your bicycle. Don't sit and watch. You'll destroy yourself.
Yeah, without a doubt. We're talking with the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, John Whitehead, and we are going to go back, and I want to address the one article in particular, John, that you talked about, the tyrants of the nanny state, when the government thinks it knows best, and we're right there right now and dealing with it. If we don't push back, it's not just the classroom that they'll have control of. We've got more from John Whitehead after this. Stay with us. We're coming on 18 before the top of the hour.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
So as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
Oh, and who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got John Whitehead continuing with us, the constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, and author of Battlefield America and over 30 books. And, John, we mentioned the tyrants of the nanny state when the government thinks it knows best. I mean, this is where we are right now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, most people don't realize this, but as a lawyer, I see it happening when people get themselves in trouble. They don't know what they violated, but there are over 4,500 federal criminal laws and over 300,000 criminal regulations from the federal government. That doesn't count all the laws that the state, county, and local governments have in this country. The average American, you know, by just picking a rose or something in the wrong place,
right,
gets you in a lot of trouble today. And I write about this in my commentary. You just mentioned it, tyrants of the nanny state at Rutherford.org. People should go and read the list of things. But, I mean, it's, you know, 70 years ago, one out of every 20 U.S. jobs required a state license. Now, 70 years later, one in three American occupations requires a license. Who's making the money off of that?
Yeah,
the government.
Exactly.
You know, and it's gotten so ridiculous that, you know, if you don't follow every little rule, like a guy named Arnold Abbott, he was 90 years old, he was founder of a nonprofit that feeds homeless. He faces up to $1,000 fine and 4 months in jail for violating an ordinance that makes it a crime to feed the homeless in public. I mean, we're getting to the point where, you know, if Jesus walked down the street now,
well,
trying
yeah.
to help a Samaritan. You know, they would say, where's your license to do these kind
yeah.
of things? And
mm-hmm.
we're seeing that happen all over the country, and it's getting very, very, very dangerous. And we're packing our prisons, and this is another thing most Americans don't realize. America has the largest prison population, mass incarceration in the world. But here's the point. It's one of the biggest money-making ventures in America. It makes about federal government spends about $74 billion a year on corrections and the institutions. Nearly 8,000 people work in the industry, and with the majority of prisons now owned by private businesses. The prisons are owned by private corporations who make tons of money off of women up to 14 hours a day picking fruit from supermarkets across the country. They make Microsoft products. You go down to underwear for some of the, you know, different companies and stuff like that for women and men. It goes down the line, but it's become a money-making business.
Right.
And so that's where we're at in this country. And what I'm trying to do is get people to wake up, get active in your local governments, and start pushing some of this stuff back. And
mm-hmm.
getting, again, like I say, we've been talking about this, it's very, very difficult to get people to realize that This is not the America we grow up in. Now when you have Marvel Comics, we talked about this earlier, Superman, the American way, they're doing away with the American way on the comic books now.
Yeah, exactly.
And I thought for a second I'd say, the American way is freedom, you know, all of the things that America has always stood for. And I've talked to people who come from different countries and say, we came here because America stands for freedom and justice. And that's what Superman stands for. But why are they doing away with the American way now in the comic books?
And who of the political parties is leading the charge in all this? See, this is what I'm trying to get people to understand. And this is why a lot of Democrats are saying, look, I didn't leave the party. The party left me. I mean, here they are, even with the policies that they're trying to sell, John. They tried to sell them in the primary. If you remember, when they were talking to their own party members, they could only gain about 30% interest. And now here you got Biden, you know, just shoving it down everybody's throats. And this is why the poll numbers are reflecting, you know, the breakdown and the fall of popularity of this, you know, this president.
Yeah, hopefully people will wake up generally across the board. But what I've found in different times is once the TV goes on, the TV set, they go back to sleep or their handheld things. Because, again, Americans do not know what's going on in the country. Most Americans don't realize there's the National Defense Authorization Act, which gives the president the power to arrest anybody he wants to. A Bill Martinez, a John Whitehead, whoever could be considered an extremist. And people that have opposed the COVID vaccination, by the way, and things like that, have been labeled extremists by the federal government. And, you know, with some of the things I've seen over the people that I've helped over the years that have been labeled an extremist, we helped a 26-year-old Marine who was criticizing the government, the federal government, over his websites and a few other things. He was considered an extremist. I mean, a SWAT team raiding the FBI arrived at his home several years ago and arrested him, put him in a mental hospital. 1.5 million people a year disappear into mental hospitals in America. It's called civil commitment. I didn't realize it until I had that case.
Wow.
I looked it up.
Wow.
I did it.
1.5 million?
1.5 million a year. I actually had a reporter from Los Angeles call me and say, John, it's 80,000 here just in Los Angeles alone. It's a monster. And, I mean, his mother called me crying. The ACLU, none of the groups wanted the case. They wouldn't touch it because it was a civil commitment. And I talked to the guy, and we defended him and got him out of the insane asylum. We did get him out of the insane asylum within a couple of weeks. But most people don't have that. They don't have anybody defending them. This is where the country's at today, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. And you can change it, though. I keep pointing to your local governments. Get involved in your government, because we the people is how the Constitution starts. We are the government. Let's take charge of this thing. Let's quit letting politicians run the show.
Can you imagine, John?
I mean, here,
the president can get you arrested. You're labeled a domestic terrorist or anything else, whatever they want to use. And this is all, its basis is growing out of the Patriot Act from 9/11, of course. And they are just maximizing, you know, beginning to maximize the force and power on the American people like this. And I mean, if you're put into a hospital, I mean, you're medicated, your whole life is controlled. I mean, this poor guy that you liberated, I mean, he's probably still in therapy trying to, you know, outlive the effects of what he went through.
That was a nightmare. And, you know, the people don't know the Department of Homeland Security is doing threat assessments on all homes in America. They go from green to red. If you own a weapon, you could get, you know, a lot of trouble. I mean, there are 80,000 SWAT team raids annually in America now where they're crashing through doors. In the middle of the night, SWAT teams, local police, they're reading all our social media, by the way. That's been revealed. They have real sophisticated software now that can basically in 20 minutes download everything to you to a local police department. And, you know, if you've said, I hate this or I hate that or I don't like this, blah, 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 You can become very much an extremist, and you'll start being watched. And again, if you have a weapon, even a legally owned weapon, you can get in a lot of trouble. Hello?
Thank you.
think we got it. There's a knot in the cord. It happens electronically from time to time. Sorry for the interruption. But we're just starting to talk about the COVID-19 detention camps. And you say government roundups of resistors along the same line as we're talking about. Is this what we've got to look forward to?
Because, like I say, this, I'm telling your program before, the largest, one of the largest corporations in the world, Halliburton, was given $385 million by the Bush administration to build the detention camps, and that was about 20 years ago. And I've been told by former NSA agents they're on military bases now, so they can round you up. They have a database called Main Corps, which has over 8 million names of so-called people they'll round up in times of distress. So that's
What's the capacity of these detention camps? Any idea?
Oh, geez. On military bases, I don't know the exact capacity, but they would be large. And there were already some built before then. So you're probably getting a double dose of what I would say detention camps. And the problem with this scenario, too, is even in Nazi Germany, as I just studied it, even the people in local communities where the camps were located, they turned them into sort of like semi-private prisons, and they liked it as far as the economy went. And if they were labeled extremists, they need to be there. And they can program people to think like that.
Yeah.
And people are thinking like that. Now, when you see people, when you see a kid recently got arrested for not wearing a mask to school, we moved into a whole new scenario.
It is scary, but it all pivots off of the tyrants of the nanny state that you wrote about earlier. I mean, at every turn, it's like the noose is just getting tightened more and more. And how much can the American people, can we the people, withstand here, John?
You can only see. I mean, we've got 5 to 10 years, in my opinion, because we're moving. Like I say, we're trying to push us toward a one world government, which will be run by people who have no values at all.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, these 585 billionaires,
yeah,
these oligarchs, they're the ones, I mean, led by, as some have, talked about, that, the prevailing force seems to be two entities here, Vanguard and Blackwater.
Yep. And
Blackwater or BlackRock?
And they hide their money offshore, where we...
Right. Yeah, over $30 trillion in assets. Boy, I'll tell you, that can move a lot of greed and a lot of interested politicians that worry more about getting reelected than doing right by we the people. Right, exactly.
The Bible says that the root of all evil is the love of money.
There he is. John Whitehead, thank you, sir.
1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years.